The question is, while sitting in half lotus for some time, the pain of the leg becomes unbearable. And then when I started the chant, the original pain ceases, but a more severe pain arises in another part of the leg. Why? So there was a question. Those who meditate and experience pain, they will understand all this. But you have not really tried and didn't experience pain, then you don't know how bad the leg pain can be when you sit, especially at retreat, continuous sitting and walking. So at that time, I replied to the Kayamita. I said, first, you must understand what meditation is. That one is very important. And what are you doing in the name of meditation? So whatever you do, these two inquiries you must have. Do you understand what is meditation and what are you doing in the name of meditation, your purpose and intent? If you don't have such an understanding, then there is this tendency to react to unpleasant sensation or feeling that arise during meditation by labeling that pain, the sensation as pain, which is an aversion or an ill will. And as we all know, ill will is one of the five mental hindrances of mind. That will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. As such, you are already caught or trapped by it. Because of your dislike or aversion towards that sensation which you labor as pain, the unpleasant sensation in your mind, within your mind, then your mind will try to do something else to overcome it, like in your case, chanting, to either suppress it or make it go away. As chanting is just another skillful means to train the mind, and it is still within the field of thought, hence by doing so, you have lost your focus. Thus, meditation consists of two parts. The first step is to develop the training of the mind to be constantly aware, leading to heedfulness. Then the second step is to use the trained mind that is heedful to meditate or cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is a cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. Understanding this will enable you to just silence your mind and patiently relax your body and mind, to allow the sensation to be without any like or dislike for that sensation, because it is the nature of this body to develop that sensation. If you do not know how to relax, to enable the qi to flow through the blockage, then sati will take over, and this can result in a shift of consciousness to cease the so-called pain. So just be aware or mindful always to observe what is going on within your form and mind, and to investigate via mindfulness to understand how the movement of mind from one state to another comes to be. That is to understand how the stirring of the mind comes to be and how the mind can be conditioned into negativity, emotion, selfishness, fear, etc., via delusion, upon seeing or hearing something or thinking of something, etc. So hopefully, with this explanation, you understand. So the next time you experience pain or what, you tell yourself, do you really understand what you are doing in the name of meditation when you go to retreat, especially? So I always say, you go to a retreat to meditate, not to torture yourself, understand? If you go there and develop the pain, it's like torturing yourself. Then what do? You do not understand what is going on and you label it pain. Pain is a negative emotion. It is a negative, what they call craving or desire. So these five mental hindrances of mind, the first two is one pair. Sensual desire is positive craving. Aversion or ill will is the second mental hindrance. So if you label it as pain, it will become a mental hindrance. Then it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why you keep on fighting it, fighting it, fighting it. It won't go away. But I experienced it before, and finally I overcome it by knowing how to relax. I relax into it. Then finally, the mindfulness takes over and it ceases. Initially, you had to endure it. So there was one incident I remember. I think 1988 or what. I was attending a 3-day, 2-night weekend, 8-precept meditation session at Brickfield. Then that time I was sitting meditating. On the second day, the pain become like very severe. But then I had developed the understanding of what pain is. So my teacher Ajayantra taught me, body is body, mind is mind, mind never the body, body never the mind. We choose to take care of mind. Because body, although important too, mind is most important. When you take care of mind, you develop understanding, then you can free yourself. So when it appeared, I was determined to see it through, to understand it. So very strange, because I have faith in him. So I tell myself, no matter what happened, I'm going to believe what he tell me, and I'm going to see it through. So I endure. Until the pain was so intense, at that time, I didn't really know how to relax deep into it. And I haven't developed the stability of mindfulness. That time I was still, I think, very young, 30-something, 33 or 34 years old. Then what happened was when I sat through it, that pain became very sharp and very intense. But I tried my very best to relax and let it be. But because the tactile thing was so strong, and luckily I make that, I don't know what you call it, I make that determination. There's something like the Buddha when he sat under the what they call the Bodhi tree and became enlightened. He said not until he become enlightened, he will not arise from that seat. Even his blood, sinus or whatever dry up, he will not arise. But I was not so, I should say, so brave. So what I said was, because the thought keep on like hinting to me, if you don't stop, this pain is going to make your leg terrible. You may even have injury and all those things. But I was so determined, I said, because I believe him. So I said, body is a body. Mind is mind. Body never the mind. Mind never the body. So I said, then it becomes so intense, so sharp and all. But that That thought, because it was so strong, like you want to relax, it's not easy when confronting that severe tactile sensation. So what happened was, all of a sudden, when it reached a very strong intensity, the mind flashes through. Flashes through. There is a very bright flash of like sudden light. I experience it within my mind. So what happened was, when it flashes through, all of a sudden, I realized the pain no more. Everything gone. Then that time, I have a lot of virya, a lot of energy, because of that shift in consciousness. The whole mind becomes so different. Then I suddenly realized that leg there, that sensation, everything, no more. Then I wanted to find out. I said, how come like that? So strange. So I used my awareness. That time when it flashed through, I actually was with the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness. Then the awareness, when it looked, the body experiencing the tactile, the you all describe as the pulling, the sharp pain, and also the movement inside there, the awareness can see. The awareness understand what is going on. Then I realize the mind can be separated, completely separated from the form. That's why, because of that, my faith become very strong. Then from that day onward, I never had problem with pain anymore. Yeah. Because I sat through it and it flashes through. But later on, I came to the true understanding. Actually, you need to relax and maintain awareness or mindfulness. When you are mindful and aware, the chi flow, everything flow, but you have to be very relaxed, no constriction, nothing. Then the so-called tactile sensation, that condition, the pain, is like completely gone, released. So after that particular experience, I remember, from that day onward, I do not fear pain anymore. I dare to look at it. I dare to relax into it and maintain awareness. Then I remember, I read that time Ajahn Mahabodhi, his book. He also went through pain. He also experienced something very similar, but he did it in a different way. I cannot recall how he did it. So after that incident, my nature comes to understand that this form and mind, they are not what you think. Then later on, I looked at the what they call the inside knowledge, remember? They call it what? What is the Pali word? The 16 jnana knowledge, jnana knowledge. Yes. The first jnana is able to discern, yeah, clearly between nama rupa. Understand? So initially, what I used to read from the Dhamma book is, they explain this nama rupa parichena jnana, which is the first insight knowledge, as when you know the mind is the mind, the form is the form, then you discern. Understand? But after I experienced that, I realized, no. Nama rupa parichena jnana, the meaning is, the mind is the mind, like my teacher said. Body is just a body. Mind is mind. It can be separated. You can only separate it with understanding. Relax into it, maintain awareness, and it sits. That's why later on, whatever sensation that comes, especially like pain after long sitting, you know, then I just relax into it. That's why at that time, from age of 33, 34 onward, I never had problem with pain, and I was able to endure. And every time, all this whatever, like, so-called sensation that you know will lead to pain, I just relax into it, then maintain awareness. Then the awareness takes over, then it ceases. Then I can sit for 2, 3 hours, sometimes 3, 4 hours, without having any problem. Then I tested with the itchiness of. When I developed continuous mindfulness, I realized that mindfulness was able to like shape away that sensation. Means when you are in true sati, awareness, continuous awareness, the aggregate of mind does not arise. You understand? The aggregate of mind does not arise. That's why, because of that, you are in the relaxed state of mindfulness or awareness that enable you to like sit or be in that posture for a long period of time. So pain can be dealt with. I have gone through it. Then I understood it. That's why I can advise you all. Huh? So remember, relax, maintain awareness or mindfulness and be with it. When you are with it, what happens is that so-called tactile, whatever that thing, without word, whether sharp pain or pulling sensation or what, or that severe tactile sensation, which is very, very unpleasant, but we are so conditioned. Unpleasant sensation, we label it as pain. So what happened is, I realized, when you label it as pain, it becomes an aversion. It's a mental hindrance. That's why it prevents your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you cannot meditate. Then when I relax and maintain awareness and do not label it, be with it, like I teach Kotlun, the third way, whatever sensation arises or whatever mind state arises can be anger, hatred, fear, or even pain. You relax, maintain awareness, silent, and be with it. Because you didn't arise the mental hindrance, what happened? There is nothing to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Awareness is one of the spiritual faculties. That's why awareness takes over. You understand? When awareness takes over, then the mind becomes different. Then the meditative mind, the true mind, the silent mind arises. Then I realize during that time, mind enters sati. And when mind enters sati, I remember during that time, the sitting, the slightest movement or whatever is like magnified, magnified. Yeah. Actually, at that time, I didn't meet my last teacher yet. I didn't really locate my gateway yet. But I already understood all this. That's why, when you understand the essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, what are mental hindrances, so don't go and labor, understand? Not? I realize that there is one type of tradition where they teach noting one. You remember? They ask you to note one. Pain, pain, pain. Thinking, thinking, thinking. Remember? Nowadays, I seldom hear about that teaching already. I also don't know why. But they came up with the understanding that you must not label it. Understand? So, whatever it is, when you do that, you ask yourself, what are you doing in the name of meditation or developing the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma? When I label it negatively, It become a mental hinder. It will hinder my mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calm. So why you want to note and labor? You are creating more what they call mental hindrance. And the other thing is, by noting and labeling, you are creating more thought. Understand now? So how can you be aware? That's why later on, when I came out to share, I have all this understanding that I can share this. I think there are other parts where people ask me about pain. I explain it the way I explained to you just now. Well, this part is only based on the first part, where I use this word, understanding. You have to understand what you are doing in the name of meditation, and you have to understand what is meditation. More or less the same, but I didn't explain the mental hindrance part. So if you include the mental hindrance part, you will understand.